You're on 981 2NM. Today I'm having a look at a book. It's called Undisruptable by Ian Whitworth. And in the front cover it says, Ian Whitworth is a Sydney entrepreneur who is a testament to the fact that any fool can do it. So first question I've got to ask Ian about that. Ian, how are you doing this morning?
I am having a fine old time.
In the book it says you are testament to the fact that any fool can be an entrepreneur. That's not exactly complimentary to you, mate.
Well, that is true, though. I will admit I did write that line for Penguin. The point I wanted to get across there was that I have a very checkered career of... I trained as a vet and was exited from vet school after a few years for being an absolute liability to that profession, and no right to do so. I've been a cab driver, fairground ride operator, audiovisual technician.
Ian, you've had a bit of life experience by the sound of it.
And my view is, approached correctly, all of these things are of tremendous value in your later business life. I feel sorry for people who go straight into a specific career and stay in it all their lives because it just doesn't seem like fun to me.
Is it possible that you need to have a fair bit of life experience to be mature enough to run your own business? Would you put it in those terms?
I think that helps a lot. I think, I mean, I was an employee and I had a tremendous job, well-paid corner office, but I just knew everything that was going to happen, good or bad, and I just went out of my mind with boredom and thought, I need higher highs and lower lows, and owning your own businesses provides that. Doing all sorts of strange jobs and failing a lot of stuff gives you a really good understanding of human nature. And business, whether it's trying to understand clients or staff, you really need to understand human nature.
Do you think it's important to fail at something before you can be successful at it?
Yes, it may be micro failures,
yeah.
But it's important to understand the nature of failure and to understand that failure is just part of the process. You just have to learn to go, hey, well, that happened. And there's a chapter in the book called $1 Million in Mistakes where I tell some horrifying stories of how my wrong decisions and stupid calls have burned large amounts of money, but that's just part of the deal. And if you're to be in business, you just have to go, yep, that was a stupid mistake. Let's not do that again.
Now, your 8 low-key steps to success, I didn't want to ask you about all 8 of them, but there were some that really struck me as interesting. One's a simple one, turn up on time. You shouldn't have to tell people that, should you?
Oh, God, no, you shouldn't. And here I pay my respects to the magnificent country that is Germany, where not being 5 minutes early is just a crime of a level of like blowing cigarette smoke in people's face.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So stuff gets done. And so I put that in there just to point out that this is a simple thing that you can do. You don't need skills or excellence or qualification to just bloody turn up on time.
Mm.
Yet if you do, you're ahead of most people because
yeah.
they don't. And
yeah.
I mean, you're on the radio. You know what? How annoying, how critical it can be for having someone like, oh, it's just 2 minutes late. Well, it's like 2 minutes is a lot of dead air on the radio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, I've always been of the belief that unless you're half an hour early, you're running late. You know, there's no harm. I mean, if you turn up early, people be very happy to see you. And at worst, you can just sit there and read a book or the newspaper until your turn comes. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about, and you pointed out here, do the things you said you would do. I used to work with a guy many years ago who was in the service industry. He would have clients ring up and he would constantly say, yes, I'll get that there. Yeah, I'll take care of that. Yeah, yep, we'll sort that out. And by the end of the day, I was fielding a lot of calls with people saying, he didn't turn up. He promised he would turn up. Why hasn't he turned up?
Again, these are simple things. I used to have a marketing agency and I used to tell people about the greatest marketing slogan I ever saw, which is written on a ute on the beach where I surf. And it's a plumbing truck. Their slogan is, "We turn up." Sounds a pretty basic kind of claim, but anyone who's ever worked with most kind of people in that field know that they say they're going to turn up. They go, yeah, too easy, mate. I'll be there.
Yeah.
And then they don't turn up. So all you have to do is that basic element to succeed. And that's part of what the book's about, is that it's about the basics. People focus on the 2% things like neuro-linguistic programming or whatever.
Yes.
Whatever the hell that is. But then they neglect the basics. But the basics are kind of 90% of it.
The book is called Timeless Business Truths for Thriving in a World of Non-Stop Change. It's called Undisruptible. Ian Whitworth, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Lovely journey.